Mikhail Gorbachev emerged as the leader of the Soviet Union in early 1985. At 54, he was the youngest member of the ruling Politburo that voted him into power. Former U.S. National Security Advisor General Brent Scowcroft says the Soviet Union previously had a succession of elderly leaders.
So Gorbachev, I think, was brought in to stimulate the system. And exactly how, we didn't know. And I'm not sure he did.
For the next 6 years, Mr. Gorbachev embarked on a series of domestic reforms that radically changed the Soviet Union. Former U.S. Ambassador to Moscow, Thomas Pickering.
What he attempted to do is he analyzed where Russia was going and it attempted to ride a horse. Instead, he was on the back of a bucking elephant.
Mr. Gorbachev's reforms touched all segments of society. It included freeing press restrictions and releasing political prisoners and dissidents from jail and internal exile.
He was not a Democrat, but he was trying to get more efficiency out of the system and reduce the extent of coercion and oppression.
However, one institution Mr. Gorbachev failed to reform was the Soviet Communist Party. And it is within its ranks, along with the leadership of the military and the KGB, that hardliners attempted a coup against Mr. Gorbachev in August 1991. But the coup failed. Again, General Scowcroft.
It was a pretty inept coup attempt. It was not carefully planned, not carefully carried out.
Pickering agrees.
It had bankrupt leadership. It was in some ways vodka-soaked, old-think.
The Soviet Union collapsed 4 months after the failed coup attempt. And, says Scowcroft, that allowed Boris Yeltsin, Mr. Gorbachev's nemesis, to take Mr. Gorbachev head on.
Now, how do you eliminate Gorbachev? You pull the Soviet Union right out from under him. And I think the end of the Soviet Union, the technical end of it, was in large part because then Gorbachev had no job.
Many experts say Mr. Gorbachev unleashed forces he ultimately could not contain. Forces that inevitably led to the demise of the Soviet Union on December 25, 1991, when Mikhail Gorbachev resigned as Soviet president. Andrei Deneshner of VOA News, Washington.